The video game industry continues to grow at a healthy pace. It was only last year that Microsoft's Xbox and Nintendo's GameCube joined Sony's PlayStation 2 in stores. Now all three companies are giving their gaming consoles the ability to go online. Spokane Public Radio's Marty Demarest reports.
It's a familiar scene in living rooms and dorm rooms across the country. Kids and young adults like Matthew Forres and Albert Chung are sitting in front of televisions playing video games.
I think the computer cheats. They're a little too perfect for us.
Exactly.
However, Matthew and Albert aren't competing against each other on the same television set. They're not even in the same state. Matthew's in California and Albert's in Arizona. Still, they're talking to each other and playing a motorcycle racing game called MotoGP using Microsoft's new Xbox Live. It's a service that connects players' Xboxes over an online network developed by Microsoft.
Oh, that guy came out of nowhere!
Online gaming isn't a new thing. Users have been able to play online through their regular computer for some time, and several years ago, a company called Sega brought its now-discontinued Dreamcast console online. Still, online gaming never really took off on a large scale because most of the players went online through a narrowband connection, your regular telephone line. This connection didn't allow for much creativity in the online games, but now there's broadband. The video game industry has jumped at the opportunity broadband has given them. Jay Allard is the general manager of Xbox for Microsoft.
We wanted to have voice in every single game. That's not an option on narrowband. We wanted to have your sports games completely synchronized with the statistics out in the real world or the weather in the real world. Narrowband was just completely inappropriate for what our vision of online gaming was, and we think that we need to take that quantum step.
Microsoft's excitement is shared by game publishers. Charles Belfield is with Sega, which is publishing online games for the Xbox, the GameCube, and the PlayStation 2.
No longer is it just an antisocial experience of you sitting there with a computer in a darkened room. You're actually part of a community. The world can continue with your statistics, your players, your friends, your foes without you. So when you come back to the game is progressing.
Online console games could be incredibly popular. When Sega launched its game Phantasy Star Online for its now-defunct Dreamcast system, more than 400,000 players worldwide paid a monthly fee in order to play. Sony hopes to replicate this kind of success by bringing its online game, EverQuest, to the PlayStation 2. Still, Sony is not investing in the type of network Microsoft is building for the Xbox. Molly Smith is with Sony.
It is something that we know that we have to invest in for the future of our business. But it's also a mass market proposition. So when we're talking about tens of millions of people that we want to eventually be able to reach, you know, it's just not there yet.
Nintendo, which produces the GameCube, is even more skeptical of online payoff and, like Sony, will not be investing as heavily as Microsoft, according to spokeswoman Perrin Kaplan.
Given that the percentage of people who have broadband in their homes is so small, we really want to watch and see what happens. We don't think there is any money to be made for quite some time in this. In fact, companies are willing to take the risk and lose a lot of money.
Nevertheless, all three companies are trying to make the connection online as easy as possible for consumers, and their efforts seem to be paying off. Nintendo's customer support center was surprisingly quiet just a few weeks after the GameCube's adapter was released and sold out in stores. Xbox Live releases today, but gamers Matthew Forres and Albert Chung, who got to test the system in advance, said that the setup was surprisingly fast.
I mean, all I did was plug in my cable from my router, and that's it. I just turn it on and play.
Yep, that's right, yeah.
Right now, aside from the cost of the online adapters, the only thing most PlayStation 2 and GameCube players will have to buy are the games themselves. Most online play is free as long as the user has an internet connection. However, Microsoft is charging $50 for the first year of Xbox Live. Industry analysts speculate that if that strategy is successful, Sony and Nintendo may follow suit. For NPR News, I'm Marty Demarest in Spokane, Washington.